What is that? The entrance of the word that lighted you up and that has given you understanding of the things of the Spirit. From the first reading, it talks about the disciples who began their ministry and became very active in their ministry, witnessing for Christ right, left, and center. They took over the town. As they preached, the Lord confirmed their teaching with signs and wonders. Miracles were taking place. But you see, you can begin so well and be moving at such a velocity and momentum. If you don't have a discerning spirit, you can go off track. As Christians, the moment we lose our discerning capacity, everything we're doing will be off track. That's why we need the constant renewal of the Spirit to always be on the right track. You see the point? What happened? They got so entangled with sharing of food and caring for the widows that it took someone like Peter to say, no, we can't continue like this. It's not right that we should give up preaching of the word of God to serve tables. Because Jesus did not call us to go and be serving tables. Rather, it is because of the grace of the ministry that serving of table becomes what? A reality. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we can just look for any small thing in our Christian life and place it as the paramount thing, forgetting the real thing that the Lord has called us into. Every Christian has been baptized into the ministry of living every day on the word of God and what? Living every day on the altar of prayer. There are two devotions that must never die in your life. Devotion to constant prayer life is a ministry of being called into. Not morning prayer or not evening prayer the way we present it to. We're talking of genuine, buoyant prayer life where you and God interact. He speaks to you. Your prayer begins to make sense when you kneel down and you're praying. Either say your rosary or you're just praising the Lord, and then you'll be receiving ministration where the Lord is talking to you. That means that the communication is complete. Not just you talking to God, but God equally talking to you. It must happen every day. You don't pray because you like to pray. You don't pray because it is sweet. You are to pray because they're calling upon your life as a Christian. You don't pray because you are holy. You don't pray because you didn't offend God today. Whether you offend God or not, you must go to the altar of prayer. That's where you give account of each day that the Lord gives to you. Are we together here? Very important. You must also be committed to the ministry of what? The word of God. Man does not live on bread alone. Just the way you go and eat your food, you must also commit yourself to eating the word of God. Getting in touch with spiritual knowledge. So Peter discerned it and said, we can't do this way, please. Therefore, brethren, put out from amongst of some of us here, seven men of good repute. Let them continue this while we focus on the mandate given to us. The devil can distract you. And I've said it before that the moment you stop praying and studying the word, you have started dying. You have kickstarted the dying process of your life. There are many people who are still walking around everywhere, but in the realm of the spirit, they have died. Yes. Yes. Many. It's just God's mercy keeping them to see where they can wake up and cancel what has begun in the realm of the spirit. Death is not that day the person died. The death process has already begun far back. Some, based on their strength in the spirit, they can linger for a long time. But those who don't have strength at all, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they are gone. So when we pray, when we feed on the word of God, we deal with the machinery of death that begins in the spirit. And death is not only just physical, you know, the body, but the climbing down of everything around you, all the challenges you are having, all the troubles that confront you are all machineries of what? The spirit of death. So you dominate this spirit by constantly submitting yourself to God, submitting yourself to the law of life, which is the word of God. The more you study the word of God, the more you grow in the word of God and in prayer, the more you dominate death in your aeon. And so they came back to track and continued. For me, this is a blessing for us. It's a reminder for us. Where is your altar of prayer? What can you say your altar of prayer is like? Everybody's praying, no? But not everybody's praying. Yes. If you're a prayerful person, there are things that will happen in your life. The moment you begin to get into what they call koinonia, fellowship with God through the Holy Spirit in your place of prayer constantly, there is something that happens to you. It has an influence over your life. And people will perceive it. You cannot jump into the water and come out immediately and then you're not wet. Then you didn't jump into the water. Because it's at the altar of prayer, God slaughters you. That's where God breaks you, molds you. Whatever is lacking in your life, he starts what? Fixing them up. That's why he will teach you. That's why he will direct your steps. There are so many things that we are carrying that he needs to take them away. He's at the altar of prayer. While you are praying, he brings a discussion concerning one thing in your life. He starts addressing it and telling you, do this, do that, do this, do that. Yes, it is there. My person of today has suffered so much in the chambers of prayer. God has snatched things away from me, things that I love so dearly. God has instructed me to things I never liked before, and he pushed me to it in the realm of prayer. That's where he molds you. That's where he will breathe upon you the breath of life. So much about prayer, so much. If Peter did not dictate this, the church would have gone far, because they would have been able to make any progress in their ministry, the powerhouse, the strength of the Christian person is what? His attitude towards prayer and his attitude towards the word of God. Jesus was a man of prayer. You see, after he fed the 5,000, the Bible says he went to the hills yesterday, right? Then the disciples crossed over. What did he go to do in the hills all the time, all alone? What? He went to pray. He went to pray, not for 30 minutes, he was there for hours. When he gained himself again, the boat has gone. When you are a prayerful person, there's no limitation. While it was really dark, in the midst of the storm, Jesus was walking on the water. When you pray, you float. There's levitation. Some saints have manifested that. When need came, allow prayer to soak your flesh. Pray until your body will testify that you are prayed. When Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, what did they say? He prayed until sweat was coming out as if it was like blood. That means that the prayer died with his flesh. Yes. Because at prayer altar, that's where your flesh is crucified. Many that were still carrying all the pride and all the attachment to ego and all that were still carrying. You have not submitted it to prayer yet. That's why I was still carrying it. You are full of anger. Your anger is blazing. You can't control your anger. You are full of hurt. You are full of offenses. You are full of all forms of vices. You have not submitted yourself yet. There, that's where the Lord will slaughter those things. But this time you rise from there, you see scars of intimacy. Amen. You see scars of intimacy where the Lord takes away things from you. And then as he operates on you, he will put his own mark of ownership upon you. That this one is my beloved son. After he prayed, that's why he was able to, he didn't see the storm. He was walking on the same water. They were seeing storm, he was not seeing storm. Why are you seeing so many troubles? Because you lack what it takes to see in the right perspective. When God deals with you in prayer, you don't see troubles anymore. What you see is victory. What you see is favor. What you see is breakthrough. What you see is what? Power. He said, I came into your sanctuary to see your glory and your power. After seeing God's glory and power, when you come down, you don't see anything anymore. What you are seeing, you don't see. That's why the Bible said, when there's a casting down, we say what? There's a lifting force. What we see is the lifting force. What a casting down.
That's what prayer does to you. That's what the word of God does to you. So on this day, resolve to have a buoyant prayer altar where you submit yourself constantly. When others are sleeping, you go there. You stay there. Lord, do with me whatever you will. Lord, deal with me. Lord, take away this from me. Here you cry and pour out your soul. Stay there. Don't say I'm tired. No, you don't get tired out of prayer. Force yourself to peruse through scriptures. Go there, say, Lord, teach me. This is your word. Why can't I understand it? Why is it so far from me? Why is the Bible so difficult? Don't support the argument that you're not getting it. Stay there. Some of us will know how long it took for us to crack into it and begin to savour the sweetness of it. Is the book meant for you? You think the devil can just keep quiet and allow you to just peruse through it and get all the treasures inside of it? He will fight it. The God of this world has blinded the eyes of many, lest they see the light of the glorious gospel, which is the word of God, and be saved. He knows. Jesus said he will come to your heart and take away the seed from your heart. Right? Is that also? Why is he stealing the word from your heart? Because he doesn't want you to stay there. He will bring forgetfulness, nonchalancy, recklessness toward the word of God and prayer. They say the man who kneels at the altar of prayer will rule in the outer space of life. The man who kneels at the altar of prayer will rule in the outward space of life. If your knees have not been burnt at the altar of prayer, don't think that you can command any respect in the outer space of life. Be encouraged. Don't get discouraged. Don't get too busy. Your calling is to always what? Be in communion with the Trinity. Your calling is to grow spiritually. That is your primary calling. Every other thing is secondary. Because on the day of death, the two things that will bring you to realms of transition is the grace you have acquired and the altar of prayer and the ministry of the world that gathers in your heart. May God bless us and has to praise our Lord.